Welcome to this episode of my podcast. This one will be in English because I have a special guest here, my very dear friend Antia, who can see and feel things that not all of us can see and feel. And also she has some spiritual practices related to witchcraft. And this is what she's gonna be talking about today. So, hello.
Hi.
So, Antia, when did you realize that you were seeing something that other people were not aware of?
Well, I kind of never realized because I grew up with this. It's something completely normal in my family. Mm-hmm. So, for me, seeing and feeling stuff was just seeing normal people. It mm-hmm. was normal for me to see them. And I always knew that not everyone were capable of.
We are talking now about spirits or entities, right?
Yes.
So how can you tell if there is a spirit or entity near you?
Well, I can feel it. I can feel the energy of it. Or I can also see them, like silhouettes. Most of the time I can feel the energy. Immediately I can know if there's something good or bad, or what type of entity is.
So could you tell us about some of your experiences with spirits or entities?
Well, one of the longest ones was with a spirit that was in my house, mm-hmm. where I grew up. We could connect with this spirit. She asked us to call her Blanca.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And she told us that she used to be a female. And she used to just be in the house every single day at 6 p.m. The pans and the pots of my house. Like, she used to, like, play with them, yes. And with the switches of the lights.
Every day.
Every single day. But she was not doing anything.
So this type was like a spirit. So that's a person that passed away.
Yes, exactly.
You have some more stories with spirits?
Many. I'm always feeling stuff and seeing stuff. Mm-hmm. One of them was in Ecuador. Mm-hmm. I was living with my sister and I literally saw a shadow of a huge person going through
the wall
of my kitchen. All the pans and the pots, they fell in the ground and the sink stopped working.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been through a lot, but also nice stuff. Once I was also sleeping with my sister and I woke up and I saw a big blue ball going through the window of my room, going into the room. I just remember that we start crying and feeling super sad. We cannot explain why, but we just know that this was not a bad thing or a bad entity.
Just a sad one.
Yes.
What is the difference then between a spirit and entity?
It's death people, like ghosts and entities. It can be whatever, demons. Mm-hmm. It can be... There's a long list there. Mm-hmm.
What was the scariest experience that you had with spirits or entities?
It was with an entity. We used to call him the man with the hat. And he erased me like for 2 years.
What did he do?
Erased me.
Raised you?
Erased me. Como perseguir?
Perseguir. Harassed me.
Ah!
Or bullied.
Harassed me. Okay.
He harassed or bullied you.
For two years.
2 years. How did he harass you?
He knew that I was scared of him.
Okay. He was taking the energy from you.
Yes. And also having fun. He used to sit down on my bed when I was sleeping. Mm-hmm. That I could feel the weight of his energetic body, I don't know how to say it, on the bed. Or he used to touch me or blow on my ear or say my name. Yes.
Oh my goodness. What did you did about this situation? How did it end?
The first thing that I did was looking for one of these tiny lamps that kids used.
The night lamps.
Yes, the night lamps. Because he doesn't like light.
Light.
And I start using some pendants and crystals to protect myself.
What would you recommend to our listeners if they ever felt like dark entity was harassing them?
If there's an entity harassing them for longer, the first thing is if it's during the night, turn the lights on. Mm-hmm. It helps. Don't be scared. Mm-hmm. They cannot hurt you. You can light incense or Palo Santo. If you have any spiritual practice, you can say some words, pray, or recite a mantra words helps a lot in this situation, and keeping you focused on some prayer will help you to manage also yourself.
Manage your anxiety.
Yes, exactly. If you feel scared, and the entity will go.
Is there a way to protect yourself from a curse?
Yes, it depends on the religion or the spiritual practice. People use crystals, pendants, make some rituals, some bath. There's many ways to do it. Depends on the spiritual practice of the person.
So is there anything else that you would like to say about your experiences with spirits or entities? Or maybe an advice for people that may be realizing that they also see things like you're seeing and maybe they don't know how to work with it? What can they do?
I was that child that was scared of spirits and ghosts. My best advice, don't be scared. They really cannot hurt you. They will try to make you feel scared because they feed from that. And they will get stronger and stronger feeding from it. So it's okay, let it go. Meditate a lot and help yourself. If you feel more comfortable sleeping during the night with night lamp, it's okay. Do stuff that helps you with that and calm down. And if you know someone that can help you with looking for a way to protect yourself, do it.
What do you think about people that don't have any experience with spirits or entities that are trying to use different ways to contact the other world? What would you say to them? People that are trying to use Ouija board and, you know, probably some of our listeners would like to try. What would you say to them?
Don't do it.
Yeah,
don't try to do it. It's not a good idea. You can call something that will harass you for years.
It will harass.
Yes. Don't do it. It's really, really dangerous.
The other time you told me that maybe somebody is trying to contact, let's say, their grandma, and they will contact something that is pretending to be the grandma. But you can never know, and it's not, and it can be something very dark and very bad.
And believe me, on that other side, there's many stuff that wants to hurt you and wants to do bad stuff. So don't do it. Keep calm, you know, chill. Don't curse yourself.
Do you think possessions are real?
Yes.
Because some people say it's just a mental illness, it's not real.
From my perspective and my experience, yes, they are real. And they are dangerous.
The ghosts, as you said, they cannot hurt you. But at the same time, there is still a possibility that they might hurt you.
I've seen this with people that I had something to do, that tried to connect with the other side, that did something like a ritual.
Not just somebody passively seeing,
no,
but somebody actively trying to connect.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to walk in front of a haunted house and I'm going to get possessed. No, no, no. It's more deep than that.
Is it possible to bring a ghost with you, though, if you're an explorer?
Yes. One of the biggest problems about haunted houses is that you can bring those ghosts to your house.
Oh, my God.
And that will be a problem.
But just by going into the house?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And when a ghost likes you, good luck.
Oh, no. So
you will never be alone.
Oh, my God. So is some of you like to go to haunted houses? Maybe it's time to reconsider. Or maybe there is some kind of a protection for it. How do you prevent ghosts from going with you?
To be honest, what I will do is just not go into a haunted house. Don't take the risk.
I think we can sum it up with, when it comes to spirits and entities, just don't take the risk.
No. If you have experiences and you feel that you can see this stuff and connect with this stuff, read a lot and be super careful.
You are practicing witchcraft and there are a lot of misconceptions about this. A lot of people have this idea that witches do something evil, which is not true at all. Could you tell us what witchcraft means to you?
It's the mix between knowledge and practice and connection with the energy of the universe that makes magic. I find witchcraft in my daily life, even with the tea that I use to calm my pain or stuff like that.
What do you mean by that? That you make like a little spell on the tea or?
No, that's one of the misconceptions about witchcraft. Something that we learn a lot, how to connect with nature and use nature to our daily life.
Obviously, there are a lot of different ways to do witchcraft, which we cannot go into because that would take a very long time. But I would like to know if you could tell us more about your personal witchcraft practice.
Well, I have a funny mix because I grew up in a Catholic home with pagan stuff. So I believe in some stuff of the Catholicism.
What does it mean, pagan stuff?
For example, my mother used to work a lot with crystals and also with teas and using of nature. So I believe since always a little bit in both. But right now that I'm an adult, I'm more to the Celtic paganism. But I believe in some deities of the Christianism.
So you mix it up all together.
Not all together. I have more paganism than Christianism in my life, yes. But yeah, I kind of mix a little bit of everything. People don't believe it, but there is Christian witches.
Yeah, that's another one of the misconceptions that all witches are Satanists and stuff like that. It's not true at all. It's just really depends on a person. Maybe we could say that you are from Venezuela. So that's where you're coming from.
Yeah.
What would you recommend as a starting point for people that would like to get into witchcraft themselves?
First of all, be really sure of which way are you going to take. Read a lot, search a lot of information, meditate a lot, connect with yourself, be really careful.
Careful about what?
Be careful about people. There can be some people that can judge you. Depends on where you are, it can be
dangerous even.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And be careful also with people that say that they are witches.
Why should we be careful about people that say that they are witches?
Because there's a lot of people that likes to hurt. Let's be completely honest. There's many type of witchcraft. There is people that hurt using witchcraft. Most of us don't do it, but some do. So be careful with some people. And follow your instincts. That's really important. And don't hurt no one. That's super important.
Definitely. It's like with people. There are bad witches and good witches. And there are bad people and good people. Is there anything you would like to add that we didn't talk about that you would like to talk about?
Witchcraft is not like we see in movies or in TV shows. It's completely different. I am not going to turn you into a frog, you know?
No, please,
no. No, I'm not gonna do it.
But could you, for example, make somebody fall in love with you or something like that?
To be completely honest, yes, it is possible. It exists. I don't know the name in English. We call it in Spanish amarres. They are possible, but they are not okay. They are not nice. First of all, making someone falling in love with you just because it's not okay. And you are not going to be happy and the other person is not going to be happy. And there's something beautiful called karma. The karma that you pay because of this stuff is huge.
So you take that happiness out of your future you, you could say.
Exactly. Yes.
So
yes, yes, yes.
In another case where, let's say, you would like to bring money by spells, maybe you would pay for it as well. Like anything that's not supposed to happen to you or something like that. If that love is not meant to be, then you're playing with fire.
Yes.
I don't know what to say.
You are cursing yourself, basically. You can make some rituals or spells to find love, but not to make someone specifically fall in love.
Specific.
It's not okay.
That reminds me of the law of attraction, that people are having this idea of law of attraction. It's a false idea in many people's heads that I'm going to think about money and then it will just appear. But it's not like that. It's like suddenly you see ways to make money, or maybe with love, suddenly you see ways to meet with people and ways to be more happier and attractive. attract people that are gonna be attractive to you, because mm-hmm, mm-hmm. if you're in your shell somewhere locked up, nobody's gonna find mm-hmm. you. Is it like this, you think?
Yes, of course. You have to help yourself. You have to also do something for yourself. I always say that this stuff is 50% of what you're asking for. Mm-hmm. And the other 50% is yourself. Mm-hmm. If I'm asking for money, I cannot pretend that I'm going to get money being all day home.
And doing nothing.
Laying in bed. And exactly.
It happened to me a few times. I have manifested things. Mm-hmm. I have manifested my laptop, thinking, okay, I'm gonna have the money to buy this laptop. And then I found ways to make money, but I had to work hard to get mm-hmm. the money. So I think that's how it works, right?
Yes.
With witchcraft, how does it work? You have some rituals, you have your nice altar, I saw it in your room. And so what is the altar for? And do you celebrate things? How does it all work for
well,
you?
That's super deep, okay? But I'm going to at least explain this one right now.
Yeah, you are celebrating autumn equinox.
Yes, and the celebration is called Mabon. My altar is made for the goddess Epona. Mm-hmm. That is one of my bases on the Celtic paganism. She's my main god. I am making these altars to ask her for protection. You know that at the end of October, the line between the death and
the living, it on Halloween.
Yes, exactly.
It becomes thinner.
Exactly. So the thing is that in this time, this line is going to be thinner and it's going to affect us a little bit more. For people like me that I see stuff and they know that I can see them, it's important for me to protect myself. So I'm doing this altar and this ritual because it's a long period of days. I'm asking her for protection and also for abundancia.
Abundance?
Abundance. Not just money, abundance in many other stuff. Epona yes. is the goddess of abundance and nature and conception, a deep connection with nature.
So you have different gods that you can make the altar for in different times of the year. During the winter, your altar will be different, or you will change it somehow?
It depends. Mm-hmm. We don't make altars for all the celebrations of the year, and the altars can be made also altars for during the rest of the year for many other stuff and many other rituals. And also it depends on the god or goddess you connect with, because there's many, depends on the religion, is huge.
And then you also have different rituals.
Exactly. To protect, to mm-hmm. ask for stuff, to release.
Release what? release gases. The farting ritual.
No, please, no. You can do rituals to release people.
To let them go.
Yes, to cut completely connection with that person.
Oh my
yes.
God, that's powerful stuff.
Yes.
Anything else that you would like to say about witchcraft?
Yes. My point of view related with witchcraft, religion and whatever any other spiritual practice is based in energy. Mm-hmm. I believe that we are energy, that we are all connected, and that there is an energy that is stronger than us, that mm-hmm. is in another level of planes.
You mean something that people call God?
Exactly. Yes. You can call it God, mm-hmm. you can call it saint, mm-hmm. you can call it however you want. I based my practice in connect with that energy. In my case, I project that energy in my world, in my life, by mm-hmm. gods like Epona. I also pray to the Christian God and some saints of the Christianism. I have many ways to work with that energy. I project mm-hmm. the name of that energy for me is peace, gods and saints and
but for
deities.
Somebody else,
it can be completely different.
Could be something else.
Yes.
Depending on the religion and stuff.
Yes.
That's a good way to view things.
Yeah, and I respect that everyone has a different name for their god or their energy they connect with.
That was my great friend, Antia. Thank you so much for coming to my podcast. It was a pleasure to have you here. That was the end of my episode. The next episode will be again in Czech. So I'm looking forward to hearing more Antia stories.
Of course, of course.
But not in front of the microphone. Okay, that's it for the day. I will see you next time. Keep your mind open.
Wait, no, I forgot. No, okay, I want to say it. Okay, I just didn't remember.
Okay, let's try it again.
Keep your mind open.